Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
We're so privileged today because we hear the high priestly prayer of Jesus, the prayer that the earthly Jesus prayed just before the crucifixion. Jesus prays that they may be one. They may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. That they may be one. He also prays, the glory that you have given me, I have given them. What is that glory? We had music for that. What is the glory? That they may be what?
One.
One. Jesus says as many times, as we are
one.
Them and you and me, that they may be completely one. You see this intimacy, this relationship that God has with us and we have with one another, that we are one. I mean, St. Paul talks about this, that we have one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all, us, others, together. So what is this oneness? Well, Jesus prayed and Paul exhorts Christians to be one. Jesus prayed that the church would be characterized by unity, that humanity may be together in oneness. This doesn't mean that we have not our uniqueness, our vive la difference. I mean, God's not boring. He likes to have the differences. But we have the same Spirit, the same Lord and Father of us all. We have more in common than that separates us. And our differences fade as we look at the Christ, as we look at God's creation, as we listen to the Holy Spirit within us, and we look at one another through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Guess what? We are already one. This separation because of our differences are minute. It's not true. Thomas Merton, mystics like Julian Norwich, mystics like Helena Bringman, these mystics already knew. We are already one. The illusion is that we're divided. It's not true. I mean, those who are of God know that God is with us and in us. Look how the whole Bible story begins. It begins with blessing. It begins with unity. There's Adam and Eve and the animals. They're naming the animals. They live together in the garden. It's all. Where does the division start coming in? Adam and Eve. Adam sinned. He didn't say, God, I sinned. I confess. No, the woman you gave me. The woman said, well, no, it's the snake. Division, division, division. Man-made, not God-made. You know, in my office where I write my sermons and study and read, I have right above this beautiful picture. Remember when the astronauts walked on the moon? That was a big deal. We watched on television. And they took a picture of the Earth. Everything was dark. And there was this beautiful blue orb. There's no Canada. There's no Japan. There's no United States. There's no China. There's no Spain. It's one. God made it one. And all the people on this beautiful orb are brothers and sisters created by God in God's image and likeness. Christ Jesus died and rose for all people. The Jesus' blood is given for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. This is how God made things. This is how God wants things. When Jesus' first sermon, the kingdom of God is at hand, he's talking about this reality. He tells us to repent because we forget this. We watch the news. We think we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. We think men are superior to women. We think blacks are inferior to whites. We think all of our leaders are bad people when we send emails and make fun of them and people do all the work. This is man-made. This is not God-made. God in Christ is telling us today in his high priestly prayer that we're so blessed to hear that we're one. That we are to develop a unity consciousness. Not a divisive consciousness. When John and I, many years ago, were at the Soldiers and Sailors Museum in Pittsburgh, and the Dalai Lama was there. The Dalai Lama. And he came out smiling, and people said, one person asked him, "You don't know that you're in America, you know, you're Tibetan, you live in India, all these people, how can you be so at ease?" He said, "We're not different. We all love our children. We all want to be happy. You know, we might have some different customs and things like that. Maybe we dress differently. But deep down, this is my family. We're all brothers and sisters." I said, "Wow, that guy knows what he's talking about. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. We all in unity." And when somebody in the world's hurting, that's our brother or sister hurting. I don't care if it's your next door neighbor or across the world. It touches us. It tugs at our hearts. We pray and we do what we can. And sometimes we say, "Oh, there's so many problems and there's so many criticisms and there's can't, and look who we voted for, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's terrible." No. Faith, hope, and love abide. There's always hope. There's always love. And you can always do something. There was a wonderful lady in our church. Is Carol McAdams here? Good, I can talk about her. She's not here. We had a phone call at our house. You know, she was watching the news and the fires in California and all these people were displaced. And they still don't have homes. The hurricanes, the fires now even in Canada. The people starving in Africa because, and more so because the government policies have changed. And she said, "What can we do? What charities can we do?" So Jen and I prayed about it. And you know, with God, there's always meaningful coincidences. My professor at the Institute of Former Spirituality always says, "There's no coincidences, there's only providences." We got a thing in the mail from Lutheran World Relief. And Lutheran World Relief said, we need your support because the needs are great in this world. We need your help. So we prayed about it, and we looked at, wow, gee, it's Lutheran World Relief 80th anniversary. Okay, let's get involved. So Joan, we called Carol back and said, okay, let's do something. We called Kathy, and Kathy put it in the bulletin that Lutheran World Relief needed support. And Joan said, "Well, how about, she's the brains of the family. Let's call Thrive-Ent, because Thrive would get matching funds." She called Thrive-Ent, they said, "Sure." But we said, "We've got to go to council." And our council's tough. "No, our council is wonderful." We said, "How about having a fundraiser for Lutheran World Relief?" And they said, "Yay, this is wonderful. Let's do it." So Joan got a clipboard, and over 20 of you guys signed up to be volunteers and to get ready for today. Janet, where's Janet? There's Janet. Yeah, she got the what was it called? We got from them this credit card? Was it? Yeah, credit card. Yeah, she bought stuff, an ice cream journey, helped put the ice cream in the freezer, and Giant Eagle wanted to get involved, and they gave us free balloons. Dave Shabara always calls them around Christmas time. Christmas Eve, we have our free oranges. I love Giant Eagle. They gave us the balloons, and then you guys got up early, and some of you guys got here and got things ready and worked together. And we celebrate today this generosity, this oneness, that God made us people that are blessed and loved so we can bless and love others. That's our main thing. To love our families, to love our neighbors, to love those in need, especially the poor and the ostracized and the outcast, to love them, to hold them up. And that's what we're doing today. You know, Lutheran World Relief, you know when it started? I told you, how many years ago?
80
years ago. You know what's the significance of 80 years ago? It was the end of World War II. World War II. Dwight Eisenhower, who was the head of the Allied command in Europe, the Allies, after World War II, he flew from Berlin to Moscow. He did not see one building intact. All destroyed. It was horrible. Horrible what happened in France and Italy and Germany. And the Lutherans got together and said, let's do something. They didn't care if they were our enemies. There are people in need. And those people are our neighbors, no matter who they are. They could be the Germans or the Japanese or the Russians, whoever that might be. And they got together and they start doing something. And they start getting ministries together. And they start helping people in displacement camps. And they brought food and medicine, whether it's cholera and dysentery and people starving. They brought things to help them. They still do that. In Africa, in the United States. Guess who's still in California helping those displaced people with that lost their homes for the fires? Lutheran World Relief. They're the first there. We're already in Tennessee helping out with the destructions down there. This happened the other day. We're in Africa. We're all over the world where there's a need. Lutheran World Relief is there. There's a senator, Paul Simon. I remember Senator Paul Simon. He was a Lutheran. He was a wonderful senator. And I met him in Washington, D.C. when I was at the Augustinian House. And great guy. He was talking about, he was in Guyana, and he's talking about, giving a talk, and he looked out, and there's a little boy there with his eye was kind of hanging out, and there was flies around him. And he asked some of the people there, said, why can't we do this? Get medical help. We don't have enough doctors. The doctors we have are really helping people that are really seriously hurt, but we don't have enough doctors to go around. So we've got to do something for this kid. You know what they said? Let's call the Lutherans. Let's call the Lutherans. You know, you are there through your giving. You are there today as we celebrate and we welcome people in and give them ice cream and give money and support and prayers. You are there. Together, we are one. It's only an illusion to think we're not one. We need the unity consciousness. Because as the world gets smaller and we travel more we're not that different. Especially you who have traveled, you find that. There's different customs, different foods. Don't drink the water in some places. Yeah. But we're more alike than different. We're human beings that we need to grow together in love, or else we're going to destroy this world. Doors open up like giant eagle, like you guys, like people visiting today, like people that are come through our doors in an hour or a half hour. They're going to see our church, and they're going to see the love we have. And more importantly, they'll see Jesus Christ working through us and in us, in our individuality. Now, again, we're going to have differences as the people of God. This unity is not pure and, you know, perfect in this life. We sin. But we can always turn back to God and always forgive. That's part of it. And our main goal is to build each other up and build up all the people that we meet. Together we can do more. We're unique? Yes, we're unique. But we're communal. We're both and. We're together. St. Paul said it. As Christians, there's no longer male nor female. There's no longer Scythian or barbarian. We're all what? One in Christ. And we do that every Sunday. We do that when we love one another. We do that when we bite our tongues when somebody is really a schmuck, but we still love them, you know, and try to forgive them and try to find the good in them. And some people, that's kind of hard. But, you know, you pray for them and try not to hold hate or grudges or vendettas. Don't get mad, get even. No. Vengeance is mine. The Lord is just. We are to love, and we're doing that today. I'm so proud of you. I thank you. I thank our volunteers. I thank the people that are here. I thank God that I'm your servant leader. And with that, I'd like to have a prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us gifts and talents and love to use in service and to share our loves for others, especially the displaced, the marginalized, the overlooked. Place in our hearts the spirit, the fire of your love, the desire to live faithfully and do the things you have prepared in advance for us to do. That as we go out and serve, we are surprised to find you are already there. Today we pray that you would bless the work of our hands as we work together with this Sundays on Sunday and to help to get money and support and resources for Lutheran World Relief, that together, in your name, we can make a difference. May we be good stewards of your blessings, and may many, many lives and hearts be touched, and lives be saved today. May all honor and glory be yours now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.